This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Thank you for watching the Living Mishnah project of Torah shows. We're up to Mishnah 782, Chibia Zechus, for Handel Bluma Bas Rabbi Eliezer Lipa. Allah Shalom. I thank Chaim Wax for sponsoring it. Chibia Zechus for his parents, Shane Dolbas Mamo Frimid and Kamen Ben Chaim Aleim HaShalom. I'm Maimon Elbaz, and we started Torah shows back in 1998. And we have a Mishnah today in Masechta Sanhedrin, which is going to discuss the types of punishments in Beis Din. Says the Halakha Mishnah, Arba mitot dimsru le-Beit Din. There were four executions, deaths, that were given over to the Jewish court to execute those who did any of the cardinal sins, the big sins. Now we know the worst sins are Gilui Arayos, Shfichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah, but there are also numerous other sins, and there will be a chart at the end of this class for those who want to see. So Skila is stoning, where a person who, let's say, was Mechalel Shabbos, when witnesses told him he's not allowed and he ignored them, so he or her is pushed off a second-story building, and then stones are thrown on them to finish them off. Or Sreifa, where hot lead was poured down the throat, Hereg, or chopping the head, decapitating the head, V'chenek, and strangling. Reb Shimon Omer, Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, V'hereg. Reb Shimon changes the order from the Tanna Kamma. He holds that Sreifa is worse than Skila. My Nafkamina, what's the difference which one's worse? He also holds Chenek is worse than Hereg. Is if a person was chayiv two punishments, he has to get the more serious one. So Zomis HaSaniskalin, and the Mishnah elaborated up ahead in the previous parak how they did Skila. Okay, so again, there are those that wonder why there has to be such capital punishment. And the answer is, it's pretty obvious. Certain sins are just not forgivable unless a person dies, such as when a person kills someone else. It's only logical that that person should be killed so that he doesn't go around killing more people. Okay, so that's why capital punishment is important. Not like the liberals who think it's a bad thing. Adarava, there has to be a mora, a fear in the world, lest people swallow up each other alive. Okay, so Beis Din also had a way of patching people with a whip. That's called Malchus. But anyway, this Mishnah is discussing the four types of death penalties. The first one we said was stoning, throwing off a second story, and then if the person didn't die by the fall, throwing rocks, stones, until the person is over. How did they do pouring the hot lead down the throat? They melted the lead and then poured it down the throat. That is one hot drink. Or decapitating the head. And strangling was done not with a rope, but with cloths around the neck. But whatever the story is, that brings people to fear Hashem. And they realize there's no messing around with the Torah. And the truth is, throughout history, there were other forms of punishing criminals. But these are the ones that the Torah mentioned, even though society has come up with other ways that would finish off a bad person. Here is a chart of the ones, the 18 sins that are punishable with Skila, and 10 sins punishable with Sreifa, and sins that are punishable with Hereg and Chenek. So that's 6 to 8, 18, 36 different sins. Okay, in Parak Vav, the previous Parak, it elaborated on how the Skila was performed, how they got the person to do Vidui, and how they had the person be undressed. And it was definitely enough to make people scared to do an Avera.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.